December 9, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The offense of the natural. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lusts. Galatians 5:24. The natural life is not sinful. We must be apostatized from sin. Have nothing to do with sin in any shape or form. Sin belongs to hell and the devil. I, as a child of God, belong to heaven and God. It is not a question of giving up sin, but of giving up my right to myself, my natural independence and self-assertiveness. And this is where the battle has to be fought. It is the things that are right and noble and good from the natural standpoint that keep us back from God's best. To discern that natural virtues antagonize surrender to God is to bring our soul into the center of its greatest battle. Very few of us debate with the sordid and evil and wrong, but we do debate with the good. It is the good that hates the best, and the higher up you get in the scale of the natural virtues, the more intense is the opposition to Jesus Christ. They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh. It is going to cost the natural in you everything, not something. Jesus said, "If any man will be my disciple, let him deny himself." For example, his right to himself, and a man has to realize who Jesus Christ is before he will do that. Beware of refusing to go to the funeral of your own independence. The natural life is not spiritual, and it can only be made spiritual by sacrifice. If we do not resolutely sacrifice the supernatural can never become natural in us. There is no royal road there. Each of us has it entirely in his own hands. It is not a question of praying, but of performing. That's the end of Oswald's text. The text is pretty clear that the things that really keep us from doing the best or doing the things that God would have us, the things that would be surrendered to God, is the very best things in life, or the goodest things we can imagine. We hang on to our Christian service, winning souls to Jesus, witnessing for Christ, or whatever we hold dear as a very highly valued activity before God, and hang on to that with tenacity, like it is our lifeline to God, and it has no place. The Holy Spirit of God wants us to submit entirely to His and surrender entirely to Him, and let Him actually activate our digits and conduct our lives for us. Again, the enemy of the very best, the enemy of the best is the very good, not the wicked and evil. It's easy to flee and shun those things, but it is not easy to avoid the temptation of receiving at least some little bits of credit or affirmation for doing something for God. But he's not satisfied with that. He wants us to get out of the way and let God do through us just as the Holy Spirit did through Jesus.